epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we are rolling on into hour four here on Sports Talk. I'm Jeff Nowak alongside Charlie Long at Master Control. We're live on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Charlie, you know, we heard a few LSU notes in the sports flash, but you got one more, so hit us with it.
Yeah, it was one that happened earlier. Mike and I talked about it a little bit with Kendall Rogers, but three additions from the transfer portal today for Jay Johnson and co. Oregon State infielder Trent Carraway was the latest one, played third base for the Beavers that were the number eight national seed this past year. Really, really impressed in the postseason, as Kendall Rogers had mentioned, the managing editor of D1 Baseball earlier on, scooping him up out of the portal. Angelo State right-handed pitcher Dax Dothy, a D2 player from Angelo State, once again commits to the LSU out of the portal. And then Grand Canyon first baseman Zach York, a big fellow that has got crazy numbers offensively and really good plate discipline for the Grand Canyon program. And so three players committing today alone out of the portal. And then also hearing from Zach Cowan, the right-handed pitcher that was kind of a relief ace for LSU this past season. Tanner Reeves, the third baseman, who kind of played behind Michael Braswell, was really only used in certain situations. And then Chris Stanfield, who was the everyday center fielder for this LSU program, all announcing that they're returning after the 2025 MLB draft concluded. You know, Zach Nagy, our friend over at Sports Illustrated, used the term reloaded. I don't think there's really any other way to say it. You bring back three pieces that were at least contributors to that national championship winning roster, alongside three pieces that you're expecting to help for 2026. It's definitely a very fun day to be an LSU baseball fan.
Yeah, and you know, we're at the point now with Jay Johnson and the transfer portal that I don't even need to look up these players to feel confident that they're going to be stars. Like, he's just brought in so many hits, you know. And, you know, I didn't know Paul Skeen's name really until he showed up, and then we were like, whoa, they just found this guy in the transfer portal. And, you know, I think when you have a track record like he does, it not only is effective, but it also kind of is a self-fulfilling prophecy if suddenly every player going into the transfer portal has LSU on their radar. So,
right.
No, I mean, it's reloading. That's exactly the right word for it. We're going to reload a little bit here, talk about the Saints this hour. We're going to have Mike Haas, voice of the Saints, on it at 7:20. But, you know, first, so this is the time of year where we either see contracts or we see players upset that they don't have a contract, right? Yesterday, we heard Garrett Wilson signing his massive extension 2 years early. The Jets also threw a bunch of money at Sauce Gardner, who was in that same draft class. You know, you're just talking about two studs. It was the offensive rookie of the year, the defensive rookie of the year back in 2022. But the guy who's not getting a contract is Terry McLaurin, who talked today and is very upset about it. He's considering holding out. He's in the final year of a three-year, $68 million contract. It was a measly $22 million per year. He's set to count $25 million against the cap for the Commanders this year. But he wants one of those $30 million contracts.
Right.
And here's the thing. I'd give it to him. He's 29 years old, so it's on the fringe of, you know, you start to fall off a little bit. Wide receiver is not as drastic as some of the other positions, running back, for example. But, you know, like, teams are going to balk a little bit at handing an extended $30 million a year contract to a wide receiver. All that said, I'm just going to say it right now. If Terry McLaurin ends up on the trade market, I'm all in, because I think Terry McLaurin is sneakily a top five receiver in the NFL right now. And no one talks about him that way because everyone wants to talk about Jaden Daniels. And, you know, like, it's similar. It reminds me, it's similar to the A.J. Brown situation with the Titans. Like, there's no question in my mind that he is a stud wide receiver. And for, I don't know why the Commanders are balking at it, because that's the type of guy you want on your team. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out if there's a holdout, because I think that if the Commanders say, "Ah, we're good, we just want to let this play out," there's going to be teams lining up to trade for him and sign him to an extension.
Top five is maybe a little bit rich for me, Jeff, but he's definitely in the top 10 conversation, I would say. He was, like, if you're talking about just ultra consistent contributors at the NFL level, Terry McLaurin, you're talking about six straight seasons over 1,000 yards. Sorry, one, two, three. It's five straight seasons over 1,000 yards.
Yep.
The first season in the NFL.
919, right?
919, very, very close. But this past year as well, in 2024, 13 touchdowns, which was a career high for him. But also the consistency as far as games played. Four straight seasons of all 17 games played for the Washington Commanders. And listen, I think that he's going to be deserving of a deal, even if Washington doesn't want to give it to him. That's just the market for these wide receivers right now. It's unbelievable how it continues to go up and up and up. Garrett Wilson is the latest one to get paid. And as you mentioned, Terry McLaurin looking for something similar on his next contract. Maybe he is a little bit on the back end because he is 29 years old. But at the same time, if you have him locked down for the next, let's say, on a three-year extension, right? And you have him until he's in his early 30s.
Right, it doesn't need to be a five-year contract.
Right, exactly. I think he's still going to be productive when he's 33 years old. I mean, at some kind of level. But yeah, he's awesome. I have love for Terry McLaurin. I wouldn't put him really in the top five like you would. But I think he's probably top 10.
I just think, you know, I just don't think he doesn't get the respect that a receiver of his ilk should get. Also, great nickname, Scary Terry. I mean, it's hard to, you can't manufacture that, right? It's no Shaspeed, but we'll give it to him. And I think it's interesting because the Saints are, you know, rapidly becoming one of the few teams in the NFL that don't spend $30 million a year on a wide receiver. I don't know if that's going to last that long, but, you know, it's every wide receiver that hits the market is going to be looking at that north of $30 million. And it's going to be true of Chris Olave when he hits the market 2 years from now. It's probably going to be true of Chris Olave if he stays healthy this year and wants that extension prior to that fifth-year option. He's going to be asking for north of $30 million because that's becoming the low watermark for a star wide receiver.
Jeff, how many players do you think have broken, let's say, 30 and above as far as wide receivers go?
Wide receivers? Well, so Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase are on that list. T. Higgins, is he on that? Is he north of 30?
T. Higgins is at 28.
Yeah, okay. I figured so he was close.
28.7.
Tyreek Hill has to be over 30.
Tyreek Hill's at 30.
Chris Olave. Garrett Wilson just signed that $30 million contract. Stephen Diggs, no, he's not over 30.
No.
He signed a massive contract, but it's not over 30. I would guess there's six. Is there six?
There's a total of nine players at 30 or above. Ja'Marr Chase at 40.25. Right. This is all via Spot Tracker, friends over there. Justin Jefferson at $35 million average annual value. CeeDee Lamb at 34.
CeeDee, yep.
DK Metcalf at 33. Garrett Wilson at 32.5. AJ Brown at 32 flat. Amon-Ra St. Brown at just over $30 million. And then Brandon Ayuk and Tyreek Hill both at $30 million average annual value. So, like you kind of mentioned, the number is going up and up and up. And if you kind of extend that to just above like 20 million, right, it turns into 21 players as far as average annual value for a wide receiver.
Who's the 21st player?
Mike Evans is at 20.5.
Yeah, right. You know, so like you're going to, like, that's the low end. So like every mid-tier receiver, and I'm not calling Mike Evans a mid-tier receiver, but you know, when he signed that contract, $21.5 million was a big number. Now it's gone up so fast. You're going to start seeing wide receiver twos loading up in the $15 million to $20 million range. Like, that's what we're going to be in a couple of years. So
we already kind of saw it with, I mean, T. Higgins is kind of a different animal, but being the wide receiver two on that roster with Ja'Marr Chase making 40.25, and then T. Higgins signs his deal, 28.75 average annual value there. And he's the 10th highest paid wide receiver in all of football, and he's a wide receiver too. So if these teams, and to a lesser extent, you also saw it a little bit with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. A.J. Yeah. Brown's making $32 million. He's the sixth guy on this list. And then Devontae Smith is at number 13 at $25 million. So, I mean, the wide receiver market is really outrageous, but it's good for Terry McLaurin to be wanting to get a pay raise. Because right now, as far as the players that are above him, he's at number 17 on this average annual value chart. And he's behind guys like Calvin Ridley, Michael Pittman, you know, guys that he's better than. Jalen Waddle, even.
So, no question.
Yeah, yeah. I would give Terry McLaurin a pay raise on his next contract extension. Maybe you don't, as you kind of said, have to give him like a five-year extension, but just give him something like 3 years and kind of satiate him to kind of get that offense humming with him and Jaden Daniels.
No doubt. And yeah, we've talked enough about the Bengals, but I do kind of appreciate how much they've leaned into the we'll just outscore them plan for the next several years, because that's what you're going to have to do. But all right, let's hit the break. We're going to come back with Voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, dive into training camp thoughts, expectations, all that good stuff. This is WWL.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're back on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. And we're going to turn over to the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Bring in Voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. Get the lowdown. Get prepared for Saints training camp in a little over a week. We will be out there in the harsh sun of Metairie, Louisiana, something we haven't experienced in 2 years, because they were out in California under what I would not describe as harsh sun for quite a while. And it's going to be a shock to the system, I think. But Mike, how you doing? You getting ready?
I am. I'm getting ready. I'm doing what I would normally be doing. It's 7:30 here. I'm at the Superdome still. I have one screen on, you know, the Saints roster, offense and defense, and another screen on the weather. It's like, this is what we do, man. It's like, really? Really? It's going to be the 23rd is going to be a lot like, to me anyway, it felt like for OTAs and minicamp. I was like, okay, here we go. This is real. But not really, because they're not in pads. It's shells until the 28th. So those, it's kind of a lead up. And I think we'll kind of have that build up for those first few days. But by July 28th, you know, they put the pads on. And I think that'll be the next step. That's what we've seen so much of the OTAs and the mini camp and rookie camp and everything. And I'm looking forward to that next step. But I am excited. It's, you know, it will be different, right? I mean, last year to this year, from a weather standpoint, I mean, 9 o'clock in the morning, you're out there and you hope the weather doesn't play a factor. Thank gosh it's not this week and not next week. But man, it's exciting. I mean, now, and you know, we get white helmets. Now we get new jerseys to possibly discuss on the 22nd. So, this is a team that doesn't have to worry about a lot of newness. They have a lot of new things coming.
Yeah, you know, you brought it up. What do you think of the helmets?
I like them. I really do. I always felt that the Color Rush unis with the black helmets, you know, I didn't like them too much. The gold, you know, was fine. But, you know, there's a Color Rush white, and there's also just a white uniform. There's not a terrible amount of difference with them. But, I you know, they have them here at the – at the Superdome. I've seen one of them anyway. They look cool. So I'm interested to see what the jerseys will be. I mean, obviously, there's not a ton of choices out there, right? We got white and black covered. They had the gold in 2002 for that one game. But I went back and looked at some of that. It looked pretty good, right? I mean, the play I saw was a Michael Lewis touchdown return, the beer man. So that was pretty cool. So I have no idea. I have no inside knowledge, but you don't have many colors out there. You got black and you got white and you got gold, maybe gray, but it feels like gold's tricky, right? It's got to be the right gold, right? The Saints gold is called old gold. And so I'm interested just to see what, you know, and how often they'll use it. But, and, you know, we've talked about Tyrann Mathieu's hair and Cam's hair and a new helmet and a new jersey. So I think we're ready for practice.
Old gold kind of sounds like a pretzel. But, you know, I do think those helmets are interesting because they're not even – I wouldn't even call them alternate helmets. More so they are now Color Rush helmets. They just fit that jersey combination, which I think was necessary. I always kind of hated that weird fleur-de-lis stripe on the black helmets. But I think they'll look good with the black jersey combination. So let's keep it color matched. How about that?
I'm with you.
You know, one guy, and this is, you know, kind of going into more serious football conversations, one guy we've talked a good bit about and we've got some texts about is Chris Olave. And, you know, it's a weird situation to be in because a guy who was drafted right before him in 2022, a guy he was teammates with in college, a guy who, you know, measurables-wise, they're about the exact same. Statistically, they're pretty close together. And Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson signs this massive $30 million a year extension 2 years before his contract is even up. And Chris Olave, you're sitting there saying, there's a talented guy in there. I just don't know if he can stay on the field. What are your – what I don't want to say expectations, but what are you hoping to see out of Chris Olave this year that would make you feel – a lot more confident about him, his long-term prospects with the Saints?
Well, I mean, to me, obviously, it is the injury, and it's not a knee, and it's not a hip. It's the concussion, right? And it is what it is. And, you know, he only had 32 receptions last year, the one touchdown. I mean, to me, I also want to feel like there's other people out there. I don't want to have to keep looking at Chris Olave on 3rd and 11 going, you've got to do it again. So I hope that there's, you know, and I feel like there will be, and there's 11 receivers right now on the roster, more talent around him. But I feel like it is important for him to kind of get through the season, you know, health-wise, and kind of just get back to being the statistical guy that he was. He was so dependable, and he was the third and long guy. But because of the injury, if he were to have, I don't know, I mean, you know what it is. If he has one more or two more, or, you know, it just becomes the lead of the conversation. And I hope that he doesn't have to go through that. So that's, I mean, I think he's got all the skills in the world. He's just got to be able to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, if I kind of feel like there's a point where you just got to put on the guardian cap, man. Like I know a lot of players don't like the look of it, and, you know, it might be kind of clunky, but if you are – how valuable is your career to you? Would you not take every option on the table to try to make sure that your head is safe? It just seems kind of silly that, you know, a guy who has that – significant of a concussion history wouldn't take this obvious path, and the only reason you can come up with is it just looks kind of wonky.
Yeah, well, they had the one guy last year, the tight end who wore it during the season. There hasn't been a whole bunch, has there? I can't remember.
Well, in the NFL, there's been a few. Romeo Doubs is one of the few wide receivers who I can think of. Damar Hamlin wore one. There's a good number of players. You don't always notice it because they have those little slipovers. There's got to be a way to make – I think they should just be part of the helmets. Why not just incorporate them into the helmets full time? I don't know. It just seems kind of crazy to think that you have a guy who, you know, you were talking so much about concussions, and then there's this thing you can do that he's just not doing.
Yeah, well, maybe – I mean, I have no idea. Maybe it's something, you know, I think the more – prevalent that we see, the more players do it, the more normal it becomes. I mean, I will admit, when they first put them on in camp, training camp, it's a little, you know, you notice it, but then after a while you don't. And so you're right. I mean, it's not just your career, dude, it's your life.
Yeah.
You're going to be my age one day. And, you know, you want to have everything that you have. So yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't really thought about that for him. But certainly should be in the conversation, because if not, it just becomes, you know, if he were to have a concussion, and God bless, hope he doesn't, you know, what's the first thing we're going to talk about? Tua, right? It just becomes the conversation, and you hope that it doesn't.
You know, Mike, kind of looking at some more positive things, when we spoke with Cesar Ruiz yesterday, not just about his bike giveaway, which was fantastic, he also talked about, you know, the new look offensive line. And I know once we get to training camp, which is just over a week away, or I'm start talking about, okay, when did the pads come on? It's going to be the fifth practice session, Monday, July 8th. We'll finally get to see the play in the trenches and be able to evaluate that good stuff. But the way that Cesar Ruiz talked about the offensive line, saying the sky's the limit with all the talent that they have up front, now four first-round picks and the second-round pick and the veteran center and Eric McCoy, but those two bookend tackles, Kelvin Banks Jr., the left tackle, Eric McCoy now gets to play next to Taliese Fuaga at right tackle. It just feels like a really strong unit that, you know, Saints fans can feel excited about.
No, I am. I feel like they've got Fuaga back where he kind of belongs. I think Kelvin Banks is going to be, you know, strong. And I really think, you know, and Jeff and I talked about this a little bit last week, I feel like Trevor Penning, if the footwork works, and, I mean, you know, he has the ability. And first off, he's excited, right? That's the first time I've seen Trevor excited in a couple of years to play and get out there on the edge and knock some heads. So I agree. I mean, when Eric McCoy went out, and Deuce tells me this all the time, you just don't understand the importance of the center. It's not like you just bring another guy in. It changes so much of your offense, not to mention then you had, you know, rotating quarterbacks. So I completely agree. I just, you know, as we, it's not just that five. You got to have 8, 9, right? Landon Young, Will Clapp, Kyle Herbel. You hope you don't get to them. And, you know, Atlanta and Tampa, and, you know, those guys played almost the entire season, you know, their offensive line, and it makes a big difference. And so that the Saints need to have one of those years where the O-line, you know, stays intact. And I'm interested to see how Banks and Fuaga do, you know, back in, you know, at least for Fuaga, in a more staying, you know, he'll stay at left and put Banks at right.
Yeah, and you know I feel like the losing a center is one thing. Losing both of your veteran, you know, guys in the same week, because that's what happened last year. Like, the Saints offense felt like it had a pulse going into week three. And then you came out of week three without Eric McCoy or Cesar Ruiz for a long time. And that set the offensive line back. Like, that, I think they, you know, John Benton did an admirable job with the group he had. But you can't, you don't just lose those guys and account for it on a weekly basis. You don't sign guys off the Jets practice squad and say, you're our starter now, and not miss a beat. It's injuries make up so much of it. But, you know, let's erase health from the equation right here and just say offense, defense. I want you to pick a player that you think is going to be the breakout player on both sides of the ball. Because there's one every year, a guy that maybe is flying under the radar and has a better season than might have been expected. I want you to give me two candidates in your mind for those accolades.
Well, both of mine have been around, but I think we've expected more. So defensively, it's Alante Taylor, right? So he's been around for 3 years, but he's around the football as much as he is. He's got 41 PDs in 3 years and two picks, right? He's been healthy, played in 17 the last 2 years. I feel like he's just around the football so much that it's going to click. Those balls that he's almost got, he's going to be, you know, two interceptions in 3 years is not what he wanted. I just feel like he's going to have, everything's increased for him. He's, you know, he's had, you know, PDs have increased every year. He had four sacks last year. His tackles are increased. I just feel like he's going to have one of those, you know, not a solid year, but I think he's going to have an outstanding year. And offensively, it's another guy that's been around. In fact, he's been around since 2020, and that's Juwan Johnson. I mean, you go, well, how can he have a breakout year? He always has a career year every year. Yeah, guess what? But he doesn't. The numbers are just not what I think they can be, right? Three touchdowns last year, four the year before that, 50 catches last year, 37 before that. I just feel like he has skills that not every tight end has. And at times I feel he's you know, unstoppable, and then he disappears. So I feel like, for whatever reason, in this offense, and I just feel like Juwan Johnson's going to have a double-digit touchdown season. I'm not sure about certainly with Foster's health situation and Taysom's health situation. You know, I just feel like he's going to be a guy that is going to have a breakout year. That's saying something for a guy who has 18 touchdowns, but could be a lot more.
You know, Mike, we always talk about the all-airline players, and just want to ask you, like, kind of looking into your crystal ball, if you're talking to you 2 weeks from now, basically, maybe after the first padded practice, right? Like, who do you think we're going to talk about the most over the first week of Saints training camp? Someone maybe that we haven't mentioned just yet. I know you talked about potential breakout candidates, but under the radar players that you think could maybe show up at Airline Drive and have a really strong training camp performance, someone that we'll be really focused and keyed in on.
Well, to me, it's only because there are a couple of rookies that I'm interested to see. I mean, there may be, you know, a guy out there, undrafted draft pick, you know, undrafted free agent, you know, Justin Reed, certainly. But to me, I'm interested to see Danny Stutzman, the linebacker, fourth round pick out of Oklahoma. You know, we know so, not necessarily little about the defense, but I want to see him with the pads on, right? And I'm, you know, this is not going to be any surprise. I want to see Devin Neal. I want to see that kid run the football. I want to see that kid catch the football. I want to see what he looks like in pads. I'm just interested to see, you know, but I feel like that position, running back, you know, you got a lot of people right there, but it's certainly underperformed, and you could look at the offensive line and blocking and injuries and all that, but man, if this team can't run the football, And I think Devin Neal's going to put some pressure on Kendre Miller and Cam Akers and Alvin. So those two, to me, are who I will be kind of watching. Everyone, you know, when you're kind of just watching, you know, drills, I'm going to look at Devin and Stutzman to see how those guys kind of look, because I'm excited about it.
Yeah, you know, one guy who I think we kind of all just glossed over because he was the number 253 pick in the draft and everyone was ready to go home. Fadil Diggs has an interesting makeup for this defense, and I'm very curious to see how he slots into it. You know, like the players that get drafted this year, you get drafted because you fit the scheme that you're going to install. So, you know, he might have something of an advantage over some of these players coming back. We'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, I'm going to kind of dovetail off that and look at the defensive line in general. Who leads the Saints in sacks in the 2025 season? Pick one.
Brian Brazee.
Yep.
I feel like just, you know, and I feel like he's coming. I mean, he was almost my, you know, the guy that's going to make the biggest jump, but it's hard to, because that's pretty impressive for a guy who had, you know, 7.5 sacks last year. And you and I talked about this last week. He just does things that you don't see other people do. Now, not every play, but I feel like in this defense, he has the moves in the middle. And if, you know, what's your kind of what our typical defensive ends might have done in the past might be a little different, might be a different body set, might be different roles. So I just feel like he's the guy that has the opportunity. You know, I want them all to be run stoppers, but I feel like he's the guy that has, you know, the chance, other than maybe a Carl Granderson, to lead the team in sacks.
All right. Well, great stuff. Voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. This is a preview for tomorrow. Mike will be hosting 5:45 to 8 p.m. So tune in. Thanks so much for the time, Mike. Really do appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, fellas. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Again, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, and thanks again to Mike Haas. This is Sports Talk taking you up till 8 p.m. Going to hit the break. Stick around on WWL.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back in on Sports Talk, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, Mark Spears, friend of the program. Mark Spears just recently posted today a feature on Joe Dumars. It's on Anscape.com. It's A-N-D-S-C-A-P-E. It's basically a Q&A. There's a lot of interesting answers in there. One thing that he reported is that Joe Dumars had offers, or at least interest, from the Kings and the Suns to be their top executive. He turned those teams down, and I think it's a lot about, hey, I wanted to go coach the New Orleans Pelicans. But what he said about Zion here, I think, is interesting, and this is some of the stuff we knew. But, you know, he's talked about his conversations with Zion, and the quote, it says, "We are in constant contact with each other. I've talked to him about the responsibility of being great and the responsibility of being a leader, of being a captain, of being the best player, of being the face of a franchise. I've talked to him about how all of those things come with responsibility and how it's time now at 25 years old to embrace those responsibilities." Again, this is Joe Dumars talking to Mark Spears. Continues, "That's what our conversations have been. It's really just been about embracing your greatness on and off the court, very honest and upfront conversations, not mincing any words. But he also knows it comes from a place of caring about him, helping him grow into being a real true pro." And, you know, there's a lot that's going to be said about Joe Dumars. There's a lot to learn about Joe Dumars. One thing I'm confident in is that you brought in a guy who, whether you agree with everything he does, from a player perspective, I think the players are going to respect him as a former player, as a all-time great, an NBA Hall of Famer as a player. This is the guy who's had to call up these players and tell them about the fines they're going to have to be paying for whatever happened. I'm sure he's had some phone calls with Zion in the past. So, you know, that's my hope for the Joe Dumars era, is he's able to wring every ounce of talent out of Zion that we just haven't seen. And I don't know if David Griffin necessarily could hit those notes. And I think that's, you know, maybe possibly more than anything, that's why he's here.
Yeah, that's the biggest reason why David Griffin got fired, was the Zion Williamson thing did not work, and he gave him way too much leeway. And when Joe Dumars coming in saying, should be a wake-up call for Zion Williamson. You're 25 years old. You're entering year
seven.
It's
crazy he's still 25.
But entering year seven in the NBA, and you still haven't played in a playoff game yet. That's got to be a wake-up call to Zion. If anything else, Joe Dumars should be the one to get through to him. And shout out to Mark Spears, by the way, because he has come on the show before, as you mentioned, for friend of the program. He also did a fun interview, sit-down interview with Jeremiah Fears recently for Anscape, which was interesting to kind of look at and get a glimpse into Fears and kind of his perspective as the number 7 overall pick and what he wants to be at the NBA level. Fears is one of those guys, like, we've seen it already the first couple games in Summer League. He's not lacking any confidence. He's going to get the shots up. And Corey Brewer talked about, you know, getting to the rim. He can do it in a glance with anybody that's in front of him at the Summer League level, at least. But you got to be able to make these layups, man. 5 of 21 last game against the Lakers was not very pretty. And then the three-point shooting there is also kind of an issue, too. But Jeremiah Fears sitting down with Mark Spears and also Joe Dumars now, too. Very, very interesting stuff. Shout out to Mark Spears because it's great content for sure.
Yeah, again, you can check it out at Anscape.com. He talked about a lot. He talked about Jordan Poole, DeJounte Murray, the draft picks, the trade, some of the criticism on the trade package, which we've talked about at length. We don't need to get into it. But there's a lot there, so definitely check it out. We're going to hit one more break here on Sports Talk. Come back and close out the show. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, this is WWL. All right, closing things out here on Sports Talk. Charlie, tell us what Paul Skeens did in the All-Star game.
He got run support.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? Shout out Shohei Ohtani, Ronald Acuna, and then Ketel Marte with the RBI double to put the National League up 2-0. But what Paul Skeens did on the mound, he threw 14 pitches in the first inning. I don't think he threw a single pitch that wasn't a four-seam fastball. He was pumping upwards of 100 miles per hour, did not allow a single hit, and struck out the first two batters he faced in Gleyber Torres and Riley Green. And then he got Aaron Judge to ground out. Aaron Judge probably would have struck out if he had enough pitches to see there. So
you're probably right.
Yeah, Paul Skeens, fantastic start for him. He continues to be a shining light in baseball.
Pretty good. And the National League is up 2-0. And we will keep watching it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. That's our show. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, who dat?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.